Okay, so we've looked at masculine and feminine going through the stages in the upper left, and we've looked at it biologically in the upper right. And you mentioned we could also understand the masculine and feminine typology in terms of states, gross, subtle, and
yes,
causal.
Yes, well, here's that's kind of generally what we're saying, and I mentioned it in terms of David Data's work in spiritual practice. The tantric traditions in general, and David's work in particular, but there are many people working this. Well, basically, the easiest way to say it is like this. We have gross, subtle, and causal bodies. We've already sort of talked about that. You can, in sex, for example, if you're a man or a woman, you can make love with a gross body. You can also make love with a subtle body, and you can make love in a causal body.
Can we stop right there?
You bet.
Yeah. Could you talk to me, either as a man or a woman, how will I be making love in my subtle and causal bodies?
Okay. These, again, roughly can correlate with the three stages that we've talked about in terms of Carol Gilligan's stages of growth. In the gross body, I'm basically in just this body.
I understood. Okay.
Well, I was going to demonstrate.
Right, okay.
The gross body is the only one I really am good at,
right,
so don't
okay.
rush me past that. In the gross body, it's basically sex for me. I just want to get off. I want my thrills. You're just there. You know, it doesn't really matter who you are as long as you're cooperating, or at least not resisting, or at least not calling the cops. It's just a selfish orientation to sexual relationship. Everybody dips into that every now and then. Some people, that's where the center of gravity is. And that's just, okay, I mean, it's just where it is. In the subtle body, you're already moving into an energy that expands beyond you and embraces other beings. So it's the rough equivalent of Gilligan's second stage or wave of care. You're now in sex as a relational activity. So you're concerned with your partner. Your partner's reciprocating. You're in that sense, you're feelingfully making love. So it's not just a gross physical, slam and bang kind of situation. It's an actual subtle, full feeling relationship where you're relating to another person as a sentient feeling person, and that's a very different experience. You can do both. The whole point about higher states and stages is that they transcend and include the juniors. The ideal thing is to make love with all three bodies. I'm looking for a hooker that can do that, actually, but that's another story. I don't want to get into that.
What developmental line did that comment come from?
So there's a whole kind of relational yoga that goes with subtle body sex as well. And a lot of the tantric traditions really work with taking a consort and using subtle energies and subtle feelings in the sex act to actually engage some of these higher dimensions and domains. And we can talk about that a little bit as well. But that's what subtle body sex means. But it can happen just for the average person, just when they're in a relational type of sexual encounter. Now, causal, or the third stage of universal, is many people have had experiences in sex where all of a sudden they're not just themselves and they're not just in relationship with their partner. They are one with everything. They are in smithereens. They are blasted out of their body mind into these vast, vast states of awareness and bliss and love. And that is, again, very much the causal or self or oneness with everything that's arising. And that's making love in the causal body. That is a causal body that extends throughout all manifestation. And it's an actual subtle energy, very subtle energy, that extends as well. And there are practices for that that you can actually do, and those include various spiritual, tantric, religious practices. So now there's a masculine and feminine form of those three, and I'll run through those very briefly if you want. And again, men and women can have both of these in them, and they generally tend towards one or the other pole. The masculine principle is this principle of autonomy, agency, and looking. The looking part is classically a masculine part. So at any of these stages, what you're looking at is, in the masculine type, it's kind of separate, it stands back, it looks, and it's very much a kind of a gaze. Now, the feminine doesn't want to see. The feminine wants to be seen. The feminine is radiant. She shines. There's a beauty. So she doesn't want to stand back and look. She wants to be looked at. She wants to radiate. She wants to dance. And we judge a woman by her shine, her beauty, her radiance. Whereas men, we tend to judge in terms of their depth and their capacity for unmoving depth and presence. And so if you're doing that, there's a different play of energies in terms of whether you're on the masculine pole, in which case there's this depth and presence and almost sort of intensity of gaze. And on the feminine side, there's movements and there's flow and there's radiance, and the woman wants to be in that flow and be radiating and be feeling in that particular manner. So these play through these various stages as well, depending upon whether you're doing it just for yourself, whether you're doing it in relationship, or whether you're doing it, in a sense, one with everything. And so the woman herself, for example, whether she's even wearing makeup or fashion, and she's on a feminine mode, if she's doing it in stage one, it's just a kind of a thing for her, that she's self-centered, she wants everybody to look at her, and that's that. In stage two, it's more relational, and she's doing this to make other people happy. She wants to relate to other people. She wants to shine for people that are important to her. She wants to give that gift to people that are important to her. And it's a very radiant, caring gift that she gives. And it manifests itself as a kind of radiant beauty. Even if somebody's not, quote, physically beautiful, we all know what happens when a person, man or woman, but when a person starts radiating, they become very attractive. They're beautiful. There's a beautiful radiance that shines through them. Their skin glows, becomes dewy and soft. So that's sort of the feminine in stage two. And at stage three, what happens at stage three, of course, is that masculine and feminine also kind of start to come together, because at this point they're very kind of close to oneness. And so there's both a witnessing and a radiance that are kind of becoming a non-dual oneness. But on the masculine side, it still is definitely that witnessing, and men experience themselves as consciousness, as emptiness, as freedom, and they want freedom. Whereas women experience themselves as radiance, as flow, as luminosity, and they want fullness. They want to be full. So, and it also expresses itself even biologically. Men in orgasm tend to empty themselves and feel depleted, and women tend to get full and feel full. And a woman's main complaint is, I don't feel full, and she has eating disorders. A man's main complaint is, I'm not free. I want out of here. I want to be autonomous. So you see this play of freedom, which is masculine, and fullness, which is feminine, through these three stages. And that's a form of witnessing and consciousness, is the freedom, masculine, and fullness, radiance, shine, beauty, is the feminine. And there is that play in sex, in relationships, in the world at large, through those three stages. And so there are these specific techniques, and we should also add there's the pathological version of all of that as well. You have sick boy and sick girl at each of these three levels. So by using that typology, you can start to find these energies in yourself, in your partner, in your love life, in your work, and so on. And you can also start to exercise these bodies in yourself and see which your strengths. A lot of people, incidentally, kind of go back and forth. There can be a masculine principle, for example, in the waking gross realm, is the head of a corporation. He's dominating, he's forceful, he's, you're going to do this, or I'm going to kick your ass. And then we'll go to a dominatrix to be, you know, dominated, because he just wants somebody else to take control for a while. And people that particularly work with this David Data, for example, will tell you numerous stories about how it can kind of shift back and forth. And then you can be very masculine in a gross body and very feminine in the subtle body, and then very masculine in the causal body. It kind of switches back and forth, and healthy and unhealthy. So that's a little bit of a, just a brief glimmer. We can talk about any of that that you want to, but you can start to see how it's interesting that you can play these different types and energies through these different levels of consciousness.
Well, we have to go back to a couple things.
Okay.
We had techniques for sexual encounter in our subtle body and our causal body, so we can't pass that up, Ken.
That costs more. And there are almost any number of them in the different traditions. And some of them explicitly work with sexual energies. Some work with the energies that sort of underlie sex. For example, Tai Chi Chuan as a movement moves these subtle energies, but doesn't explicitly usually identify them as sexual, although there are parts of it that will do that. The tantric tradition, whether in the East or West, it just means the traditions that work with these subtle energies in sexuality all the way up to their expression in spirituality or causal body relations. Because all three states, gross, subtle, and causal, are ever-present, then there are ways to tap into those ever-present energies and bodies that you have right now. And they're all variations on different exercises you can do to bring those potentials forth. Now, some of them make more sense, and some of them make less sense, depending upon how attuned you are to these, of course. So it's a practice that you're going to want to do for you know, weeks or months or even years. We earlier gave some examples of how the causal witness is ever-present. I sort of talked a little bit about it. You can sort of get a sense that there is this ever-present witness in you witnessing these things that are arising. If you stay in that witnessing state while you are making love, you are in touch with that masculine version of stage three energy, because everything is arising then in that field of infinite awareness. And sexuality takes on an entirely different notion at that point. If you can maintain that equanimity, spaciousness, even while orgasm, for example, that's a real test of your capacity to remain abiding as the self, even as gross and subtle bodies.
Much more interesting than deep dreamless sleep.
Exactly. That's one quick example of how you can get into these states and then strengthen your capacity to do that while you're engaged in sexual activity. The subtle bodies, we gave a little hint of that as well, is a feelingful orientation. So it might be, for example, that they're simple breathing exercises. You actually breathe into your body. You feel your partner's body. You communicate on these very, very intimate ways what happens when you relax whole bodily into your being and not just simply remain as a gross body sort of going through the motions. And whether that's breathing techniques, it can be couples joining a sexual union and eye gazing in deep feelingful communion, breathing simultaneously while they're doing that, recognizing that infinite eye in each of them staring back. You can resonate at these subtle levels because you have that ever-present and already available to you. And in causal, as we were saying, there's that capacity to witness this, which is sort of the masculine version. And in the feminine version, it's a capacity to have a glow and a radiance that spreads to infinity. You actually allow yourself as a woman to shine to infinity. You don't just shine for yourself and you don't just shine for your partner. You shine to infinity, to the ends of the universe. And you can actually feel your way into how to do that. A woman knows when she's shining. And she knows how to extend that shine. And that's an exercise. It's a muscle. You exercise these things because they're actual bodies. So it's in a sense like weightlifting, gross, subtle, and causal. You get better and better and better at it the more you do it. But that's a very important typology there, because you can then play those masculine, feminine types of energies through these three great states. Now, of course, they also go through the stages. And we talked about stages with Gilligan. But here's the types applied to those states and those states of energy and how they can be useful. And anything that happens in the bedroom can also happen in the boardroom, the ballroom. If you are, David Data and I both actually gave a little presentation to an integral art group of students that were through and associated with Integral Institute. And one of them is Stuart Davis, who's one of my favorite, one of my very close friends, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of the 30-something generation. And the way we presented this to them for use in art, Stuart is a singer, is the same way we were saying earlier. You can sing to an audience with a gross body, you can sing with your subtle body, and you can sing with your causal body. You can actually train yourself how to do that. And when you do that, you're radiating, transmitting on all three of these great energies. And truly great stars do that anyway. That's why they shine. They might not really understand it, but you see a really great star, and they are just blowing people off the stage. They are radiating through all these bodies. Even though their stage of development might not be all that high, they really are in touch with these three great realms. And so David spent a lot of time working with these art students in ways to express through all three bodies, masculine, feminine forms. So those are some other examples of kind of the tantric approach to this using typologies.